You know, the worst thing in the world to me is somebody who thinks they know something about something and know nothing about it, right? Okay. And then pontificate about what they know or don't. Yeah. And the restaurant business is probably the victim of that more than any other business in the world. I mean, things go on in the restaurant business that don't go on in any other business. I've never seen anybody go into a mechanic with a problem with their engine and tell them, you know, how to fix it.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? If you knew how, you wouldn't be there in the first place.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Do it yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, the one thing about restaurants that doesn't happen in any other business is I've never met anybody who doesn't know how to run one.
Okay.
You know, everybody knows how to run a restaurant. It must be the easiest thing in the world.
Sure.
So we get this guy comes in, and he's in all the time, and he's basically a nice guy. And he, I think he means well, but he's torture to me because he's always got some kind of an opinion on what goes on. You know, he's been there 685 times. I never had a good meal. You know? Anyway, so we serve these olives and olive oil with bread, you know, when it goes out. So we send out the thing. The waitress comes back and she goes, Mr. So-and-so doesn't like the olive oil. Now, it's free, right? You know, it's, you know, complaining about free stuff. What's the problem with the olive oil? He says it's not high quality olive oil. He knows olive oil, of course, because he's an olive oil expert.
Sure.
Mr. Bertoli. Anyway, so he sends it back and she says, what should I do? I said, stand there.
Yeah.
She says, what do you mean? I said, stand there. Just stand there. So we're going to wait 2 minutes. We waited 2 minutes.
Right.
I took the cruet of olive oil. I poured it into a different cruet. I gave it to her. Send it out. He's going to know. I promise you, he's not going to know.
Yeah, yeah.
She comes out. She brings the olive oil out. He goes, see, that's better. So she comes back in. She goes, I don't believe it. I've seen this movie. I know how it ends. I mean, you think you're the first lunatic that I've dealt with?
Yeah, right. Right,
I have
right.
a PhD in this. I should be, you know, I should have an office with a couch. Anyway, so she comes back in. He's like out there talking about the olive oil like it's fabulous. I said, I know. It's the same olive oil. Right? So anyway, I happen to be leaving. He calls me over. Ah, Tom, yeah. Listen, you know, thank God you changed that olive oil. And he's going through this whole thing. And I'm saying, I should tell him. I should
no,
tell
no,
him.
Oh, no, don't
I
do
can,
it.
I can't. I'm not allowed. You know what I mean? But anyway, he went. He was happy at the end of the day. He got the best olive oil he ever tasted. I had my little fun thing. Now, my therapist would call that immature.
Uh-huh.
I call it fun.